Boston University women's basketball sets a program record with its 17th conference win. That winning streak also mounts to that same mark with a 78-65 triumph at Lehigh. Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves. Coach, can you offer up a few thoughts about today's win?
Really proud of just them achieving yet another milestone for our program. Continue to build on that legacy that we always talk to them about, but also just be able to come on the road against a really good Lehigh team who could put up a lot of points. We made the adjustments we needed to make in the game, and we were able to get it done on their senior night, which presents a lot of emotion. So just really proud of the total team effort, and especially making adjustments on the defensive side.
We'll analyze this game half by half. First, you get off to a good start, especially when late news develops that you won't have Maren Durant for the game. How did you feel that your team got off in the first 15 minutes of the contest?
I thought we had really good momentum in the first part. We were getting stops. We had a good defensive effort in the first quarter, holding up to 13 points with obviously the best scoring team in the conference right now. I think that was the biggest key, was we were getting stops in the first half. We were moving the ball a little bit better. We were getting the ball inside to Caitlin. Caitlin already had a double-double at halftime, I believe. So those were big things that we had to refocus on once I had to call timeout in the second half to try to refocus on getting back to those things that were making us successful.
Theme throughout this season, you've talked about taking the other team's punches and countering right back. Lehigh went on a 24 run at one point and erased what was once a 14-point lead. How did you feel your team responded once they took that 40-38 edge early in the third?
I thought they did a good job of handling the run, and we talked about that in the huddle. We talked about making sure we stopped that run and then going on our own run. So the biggest thing, obviously we adjusted to the zone. I thought that was good for us to get some stops and just change up the pace a little bit with them. They play a five out, so we really got them a lot out of their cutting motions and things like that. So I thought that was better for us. And then offensively, we just talked about sharing the ball the way we always do, because I felt like people were forcing things, and when we didn't take great shots, it was layups on the other end. It was hard for us to guard in transition. So we talked about sharing the ball more, moving the ball to multiple sides of the floor, and then especially getting the ball into Caitlin, where she's been so dominant on the block.
After that 2-point deficit, you went on a 22-4 run and never looked back from there. Looking at it individually, another great game from Caitlin Weimer. 24 points, 15 boards. She averaged 28 points this week against two teams that entered the week tied for second in the Patriot League. Why do you think she's elevated her game against better competition?
She's just playing really confidently, but she's also playing really tough. She, in this game, there was a point where she had a big red mark on her face by her eye, just getting a hit and taking the punches, not complaining. She plays next play, and she keeps going hard at the rim. She doesn't shy away from it. So I think those are the biggest things. She understands that she's going to garner a lot of attention, so she looks for her shots, but then she's also able to share it with her other post player. I thought her and Sam both played well together today without Maren. And then being able to kick out. But I think that the way she rebounds the ball, she should undoubtedly be in conversations for player of the year, especially when she's playing the top half of the league this well and putting up the stats that she's putting up. She's just been very dominant for us.
A great supporting cast around her too. Five total in double figures. Sydney Johnson, Maggie Pina, Alex Giannaro, Sam Chris, you mentioned too. Seven assists from Sophie Beneventine. What are the qualities that you see on the court that translate to those box scores where it looks like there's a lot of team ball and team chemistry in the game?
This is a team that is very close-knit. They hang out a lot off the floor. They live with each other. They all have one common goal in mind, and that's to win a championship. And they don't let anything petty affect them. And so that's been a huge key this year for us, is just the close-knit bonding that they have off the floor. And it really reflects on how they play with each other on the floor. And I think especially the fact that I mentioned, like, they all just want to win, and that's the most important thing, and they don't let other things affect them. So I think that, coupled with the leadership that we have this year, obviously is a big piece of why we've been so successful.
One more game in the regular season. It's at Holy Cross, a Turnpike Trophy matchup, and a chance to become the first Patriot League team to go 18-0 in league play ever. Does your team feel any pressure in relation to that, or even, trying to end the regular season on a high note ahead of being the one seed in the upcoming tournament?
It's funny. I've never felt that they've put pressure on themselves. I think they just go out, they play hard, they play together. They've been having fun with it, and they understand what needs to be done to win. I think going into this last game, we've talked a lot about there's actually should be less pressure, understanding we're hosting. So we did that piece. We got that piece done already. But we still do want good momentum going into the tournament. We want to still work on what we want to work on to get better, to improve, to adjust, and those sorts of things. So I think with the rivalry that's presented with Holy Cross, it's always an emotional game. It's always a game where I don't need to worry about them playing hard because they're going to play super hard against a team like that. And I think they still play with a chip on their shoulder considering what happened last year at their place in the last game of the regular season. So I don't think there's a worry about, you know, putting pressure or not playing hard enough. It's just being able to make the adjustments we need to make on a Holy Cross team that's very good and very well coached.